Hello, my friend. Today we're going to talk about one of the most popular topics whenever I've worked with clients in terms of achieving goals and looking and feeling their best, and that is foods. How do we decipher how to best eat so we can achieve the goals that we want and feel the best that we can and stop dreaming about the foods that we are deeming off limits or having binge attacks or emotional cravings or anything else that you might have been struggling with? How do we get through all of this? I don't know what I'm doing because there's so much out there. And yes, I can attest to that there is so much conflicting information out there. Carbs are evil, carbs are good, eat all the calories, eat none of the calories, eat the diet foods, don't eat processed foods. I mean, on and on it goes. If you look at one program and you look at another, you're going to see how they are conflicting of each other. And here's the basis, which I know that we all understand this, but we just get so confused because there is so much information out there. So what I want to do is I want to free you from the confusion. And first, before we get there, I want you to understand that it goes much deeper than just a set of rules, because it's not about rules. It's truly about you and your body and your lifestyle, which is why you've struggled before in the past on following a set guideline or a meal plan or whatever it is that we've been trying to follow. They don't work for everybody, right? They're just a broad-ranged rule book. And all of these rule books, again, they conflict each other based on how they are presented to us. But the message is clear between all of them is that the way to lose weight is being in a slight calorie deficit. And it also helps to be moving more. Obviously, if we want to create a tight look in our body, toned look in our body, well, we have to be doing the practices and the movements that bring us those results. Okay, so when we put these two together and we stop confusing ourselves, we can have amazing results that we'll never second guess again. So for the sake of, if you're listening to this, you know, first time coming in, hearing my message, or just trying to process what I'm talking about in terms of foods, I just want you to have a clear, open mind. So before I start, what I'm going to suggest to you is really, really important. And is that basically is this, is to shut off anything else around you. Like if you're not in a clear space where you can just really listen and absorb this information, you're going to just hear it and it's going to go through and it's not going to set. And when things don't set, because I've done that before too, listening to information and so many podcasts or videos or trainers or coaches or professionals or whatever, somebody's telling me something. And if I'm half listening, then I'm half getting it, right? Because we're not allowing it to really seep into our subconscious brain. So what I want you to do is, number one, understand that you have to first get clear on what it is that you want. Get into a spot that you can have complete attention on what I'm saying. Even better if you have a pen and a paper so you can jot down notes, or if you're better off in your note section on your laptop, computer, or phone. But just take notes so that this just kind of sets that in. Because we're hearing and we're processing, but then when we put it down on paper, it really sets into our brain. So it's a really important practice that I encourage you to get into more in depth when you're looking to shift things in your life. So before we get into what I'm going to talk about, again, have no notifications around you, shut everything else off, and just have the space that you can listen to this, all right? Or wait, pause this and listen to this later, or you can have no distractions. And this is really important. It's why I'm starting this off. I do the same thing for myself now when I truly care about hearing a message and letting it sink in. The second thing I want you to understand is that it has taken you all of this time. So how old are you? I just want you to answer that to yourself right now. How old are you right now? And how many years have you been practicing what you've been currently practicing? So if you are in a struggle of, you know, these patterns that haven't been working for you, well, how long have you been doing that? And that pattern and cycle and those habits have truly been set in. You know, your body and your brain doesn't know what's good for you. It's just what we learn and what we process and how we process things and then what we do with that. So that's been set up inside of your routine. And so it's your normal. So The reason I'm saying this is because I know so many people think that they can just undo this in like 7 days or 30 days or even 60 or 90 days. You're like going to undo a lifetime of practices that have been set in and have been believed for good reason. Because let's be real. I know that we've all followed diet plans and systems like that I'm talking about right now, and they've worked, right? They've worked in that context for that time frame anyway. They haven't worked in the long run, which I like to say that did it really work? Well, no, but we have understood that, hey, I lost that weight, or I achieved a certain goal, or I felt that I had made progress. So therefore my brain's telling me I did it. But before I jump in, and I know I keep going back and forth, but I'm not. I want you to set the standard. I'm kind of laying the foundation for how important what I'm going to share with you is. So we're going to lay that foundation. And I want you to consider the fact that this I thought was pretty profound. Like if you say, I want to lose weight as your goal, you know, which a lot of people say, you know, again, you have to be specific. But a lot of times we say, I just want to feel better. Or I want to lose some weight. Well, your brain is pretty cool and doesn't want to work too hard. So what it does is it says, okay, great, she wants to lose weight or he wants to lose weight. And then we go about our practices or whatever and say we get on the scale and we've lost even a half of a pound. Well, our brain now says, wow, she lost weight, problem solved, checks that off the task list and goes on to the next problem. Like that's how our brain works, whether we want to accept that or not, because I used to think that was weird. And I was like, well, my brain doesn't come up with task lists, but it does. Your subconscious brain is always trying to work for you. That's why you get different ideas at random times, like in the shower, you know, ideas will come. You're like, how come I didn't think about this earlier? Because you're processing it. Your brain is processing it, whether you know it or not. It's not in the thinking part of the brain. It's in the subconscious part of the brain. So when you say, I want to lose weight, you're not specific, and you do lose just whatever drops on the scale. You see, like I said, that could be a half a pound or a couple pounds, whatever. Your brain sees it as success and moves on. So we tell ourselves that we've done programs before and we've had success, right? Quote unquote success. If you could see, I'm doing hand quotations because, or air quotations. Because when we lose some weight, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't even matter if it stays off, your brain tells it or tells you or whatever processes that the task has been completed, move on, game over, right? So no worries on that anymore. And now it could go back to its usual, whether that means putting the weight back on or not, it has done its job. So that being said, that is that foundation that I wanted to lay before I jump into what it takes for you to finally achieve your results. Because this is going to sound out there, okay? So I want you to be very open-minded. And if you're not someone who can be open-minded and you're not ready to be open-minded, then this message is probably not a good time for you. It's probably going to just be a little bit of a waste of your time. And I don't like to waste time, mine or yours especially. So you can hear me out. But understand, if you don't have an open mind, this is going to sound out there. This, the system that I'm talking about, again, you already, who you are, where you are, the knowledge that you have, the feelings that you have, everything you know and you don't know from what you've eaten before in your life and what's helped you, what's made you feel good, what's made you feel bad, the foods that you're maybe allergic to, the foods that make you feel gassy, the foods that make you feel edgy, the foods that make you feel jittery, all of these foods and all of this knowledge is in you now. So when you say, or when we say, I need to find the diet plan for me, I need to find a way to lose weight, I need to find a program that's going to help me get to my goals, and I'm stuck on the struggle, we are looking for something outside of us and we are going to stay stuck. So just consider that for a moment. So what I'm sharing with you right now is not a diet plan, okay? I'm not going to apologize if you're disappointed, because what I want to do is I want to shock your brain into, what the heck, Kathy? Are you kidding me right now? This is not what I've been looking for. This is not what I think can work. I don't believe you, and you have wasted my time. Again, that means that maybe the mind is not open and ready for this. So, and I wasn't open and ready for this. Let me just say that. So that you don't feel like, okay, well, is it just me? Because I get this. I get that this sounds crazy, which is why I have waited until this stage of, you know, working with people, whether it was in person and online, to teach this concept, because it sounds Let's be real. It sounds a little insane, okay? Because I'm going to tell you right now that you know everything you need to do to lose the weight and keep it off. Whether you know it in your brain right now, your thinking brain, or whether it's stuck somewhere in the subconscious brain, which is most likely is, or a little bit of both, which I'm going to suggest that's most likely where we all are, then you have to get to that point before you can move on. All right. You have to understand and say, I do know. I might not know how, like the how steps, I might not know. And that's okay. Like to put it all together, we don't know. And that's all right. That's the learning phase, right? But learning because of the things that we've already processed, the things we already know, and just listening to how we feel, right? Because when you eat something and it doesn't sit with you well, you know, right? And you probably step away from eating that food again and again, right? Maybe you'll try it again thinking that, well, that might have been a fluke. Like maybe I ate, some meal somebody made and I ate it and maybe there was ingredients in there that bothered me. You know, maybe you're sensitive to gluten. Maybe you're sensitive to meat. Maybe you're sensitive to some certain foods because we all have, you know, different types of allergic reactions and, you know, your body gets inflamed by certain foods and just gets irritated and, like I said, gassy, bloated, whatever it might be. So you tend to look at that or feel it anyway. You're not even probably thinking about it in your brain. Like that food made me so I don't want to eat it. You'll just notice that you won't choose those type of foods. You just won't feel like you want to eat those type of foods, right? Maybe it's breads and you notice you just don't choose breads anymore because in your brain knows, well, when I eat that, I feel bad. Or when I eat, you know, whatever dish, I feel bad or heavy. And so we start to consider that as, you know, just learning without really putting that into a perspective of I've learned something. So for me, and here's an example for me, because I didn't understand what I was doing. Again, when I was doing all my dieting, all the dieting years, all of the trying to lose the weight years, up and down, up and down, up and down, I would lose and gain and lose weight over and over again until I finally decided to just listen to my body, you know, and I did this practice that I'm talking about. And a lot of people will deem it like, well, that's intuitive eating, which yes and no, it is. And then it's not because I've studied what intuitive eating is. I've tried the way they've set it out. You know, if you look up how to intuitively eat, the system that I follow now is more just simply me on a day-to-day basis. Like I don't pre-plan things. I don't worry too much about things. I know, and you know, what foods are healthier, what foods are not as healthy, right? I know which foods I like more. I know which foods I don't like, right? We all do. I know which foods bother me and I know which foods don't bother me. So we kind of learn as we go. That's why I'm saying, you know more than you know. You know more than you even realize that you know. Okay, so I was following the system and I just realized that there was different signals and people would say, how do you pass that by? You know, and over the years I would stop eating, say, donuts. I just don't, I mean, and it's not that I don't like a donut. I just won't go out of my way to eat a donut. A lot of people call me crazy. I know my family thinks I'm insane for this. It's not that I don't like it. It's not that they don't agree with me. This is what it came down to. When I eat a donut, because they're so greasy, it leaves a film on the roof of my mouth. So when I eat a donut, I'm left of, obviously I love the sweetness and I love, you know, the sugary and whatever flavors are in there and just the breadiness. I love all of that. I'm not crazy, right? But there's something about that film that's left after on the roof of my mouth. And I never realized this before, which is why I wouldn't pick up a donut after a while. And everybody was like, well, don't you want a donut? Don't you want a donut? You know, you go somewhere, there's donuts. And, you know, we'd go get coffee and then just get a donut. And I never wanted one. And so everybody thought I was a little bit insane. And I never knew why I'm not picking up a donut. Because I started to think about it. I don't not like them. I mean, I don't dislike them. I just didn't understand why I wasn't picking it up. So I had to sit down and get clear on why am I not picking it up. And it was the simple film on the roof of my mouth, which sounds weird, but it moved me away from wanting to pick up a donut. I was like, no, I'll have something else. I mean, sure, I can have a muffin or something, you know, whatever. It's not really about the food. It's just the fact that we know the things that irritate us about certain foods or that don't make us feel our best. So as I was on this mission to achieve my results in a way that felt right to me, because I began to feel very limited. I always felt very limited, but I realized how annoyed I felt on following a diet plan that was very limiting. You know, it tells me what foods I can eat. Oh, eat all the vegetables that you want. Well, duh, I know that already. We all know that already. You know, eat the healthy proteins and eat the whole grain carbs and eat the healthy fats, but stay away from all the processed foods and all the bad foods and all the dessert foods. And that sounds wonderful. But after a while, you know, you start to think, I want that. I want that piece of cake. Or you go to an event and you're like, screw that. I get to enjoy myself because I've been working so hard and I'm going to enjoy myself with whatever it is that they have there on the table. Yes, you can have both worlds, and as you should, which is what works in my humble opinion. And I know this because I've done the research. I've done the research for myself and many people that have worked with me and people in my life that have practiced this and are getting in tune with this, is that this works. And it's really exciting because it's easy. And let me be a little bit more clear on that, why I claim this to be easy. Well, in the beginning, it's not easy. Here's why. In the beginning, which is why I laid the foundation when I started this message, in the beginning, your brain's going to start to fight you. It's like a two-year-old going, well, what the heck? We have to follow a diet. You want to lose weight, right? You have to restrict. You have to pull out all the foods and you have to hate your life, right? Because that's how I felt anyway when I would follow a diet. I just hated life and couldn't wait till I could stop this diet. Well, that's a bad sign. That means that sooner or later, you're going to go back to your old patterns and habits and you're going to put that weight back on. So if you ever get to a point in your eating that you think, I can't wait to stop this and go back to normal, that's a bad sign because we want to reroute, we want to replan, we want to restructure what we consider normal. And so that's what I'm sharing with you right now, is that your normal has to be recreated. Only you know how to recreate it. But I'm going to walk you through the steps on how to recreate it. And this is powerful stuff. This is stuff that only you will know, right? I'm going to lay out the blueprint. Like, I'm going to give you the plans. Like, here is the plans for this, your success story. And then you are going to put in your personal touches. And only you know. Because again, only you know all these things. And you might not know what you know yet. Like I said about the donut thing, I didn't know that. Right. Another example is, I know my husband was having issues with his stomach being really irritated the next day after we would have tacos. Okay, so and it was like this, you know, you go into detective mode of like, okay, what could be bothering you? Maybe it's the hot sauce. Maybe it's the meat. Maybe it's the oils. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. Because he was eating some of these foods and many other meals, and it wasn't bugging him. So we really had to. You know, you have to go into that deep dive to figure out, well, what is it that's not agreeing with you? And, you know, getting to that, obviously he's not going to want to eat the things that are disagreeing with his system. Neither will you. Like if you eat something and it makes you have pains in your stomach or your gut, right? Or the next day you're just heavy and you don't feel right, or it just, you know, it affects you very badly. You're on the toilet. It just, all these bad negative feelings, obviously you're not going to want to repeat that. So you're going to steer clear of those foods. And that's the first step of what I'm talking about. Also, it's the fact of learning, how do I get rid of the brain thinking that I have to diet or go completely off track? You know, because that's pretty much what we've learned throughout our lives from diets, is like we have to restrict so much. And then when we don't restrict, we're completely AWOL. We're like, you know, go for broke, do whatever you want, go crazy. Because, you know, once you're back on track, then you have to be back on track again. So you might as well just live it up. And neither of these places are a healthy place. Like, think about it. If you were continuously diet, would you like your life? Like, would you be happy? No. And obviously it doesn't last, because you're going to have binges and you're going to crave foods and all those things happen because your body is going to revolt. Okay. So that's not a place. It's not a happy place. It doesn't feel good to us. Neither does going for broke and doing whatever we want, eating anything in sight. It's fun at first, especially if we've been depriving ourselves. But then sooner or later, you start to feel gross, right? You're like, I'm bloated. I don't feel good. I don't feel good energy. I'm not sleeping right. I'm jittery all the time. And my results suck. So then you look at that and you're like, well, that's not working either. So, you know, so we ping pong back and forth between these two systems that don't work. So it came clear to me one day that, well, why don't we just try option C? Like, option A and B are not working. Let's try option C. Let's have a little bit of both. Like, let's sprinkle in what I like, the foods that maybe I would say on a program would be seen as unhealthy or, you know, not going to help me get to my results. But I can do it in a way that can eliminate the negative feelings around that. So I don't want to overdo it. Like, I can eat a serving of ice cream without having to eat the whole carton, right? And it takes time to get there. So please don't feel that anything I'm saying right now is a form of judgment on you if you're currently still struggling in these areas. Because this, once again, how old are you? How long have you been struggling? You have to give yourself time to reset these patterns. They've been ingrained in your head. Like, they are ingrained, and it's difficult to change old patterns, but it is, once it's done, it's definitely possible. It's definitely easier once we get clear on what not to do, right? Don't go extreme. And then once we do it, it is so freeing. Like, I can't even tell you how I don't have to feel that struggle anymore of like, holy cow, what happened to my weight? My pants don't fit. Nothing fits. I want to cry. I can't pull up my jeans. I step on the scale and it's just this number I haven't seen in a long time. And I feel completely upset. Or, you know, I lose a lot of weight and I'm really excited, but I know I can't keep this off because I can't continue to eat like this. So you don't have to feel like those two extremes anymore. You need to find a balance. And that's where we've never been taught that. That we can find a balance based on what we know already. And so here's the crazy part. This is going to sound crazy. Like, I warned you, you get to a point where you get to feel good. So when you wake up in the morning, I know for a lot of people, everybody has a different feeling in the morning, and some mornings are different than others. Okay. So some people will come to me and say, I'm hungry in the morning. What do I eat? Or I have people say, I'm not hungry in the morning, so I just skip breakfast. And then you have all the dieters going, well, don't skip breakfast because then you're setting yourself up later. Well, don't skip breakfast if you are setting yourself up to get the results. If you're skipping breakfast based on the fact that you're saving calories to eat later on, don't do it that way. What I want you to instead get into the habit of is, when you wake up in the morning, how do you feel? So this is what I've been currently doing. Is I wake up in the morning, I drink my water, I have my coffee, and then I notice what I feel. How hungry am I? Okay, so that's going to be a sign of what I'm going to choose. Okay, am I hungry at all? If I'm not, I might wait an hour and then ask myself again, am I hungry again? I might just be in tune with having something light, like maybe a piece of toast. I'll put a little peanut butter on there, have that with my coffee, and I'm good. And then maybe I do my workout, or maybe I do whatever, and then I feel the natural hunger signals kick in. And when you feel the natural hunger signals kick in, that's a good sign. Sometimes we don't know them anymore because we've numbed them out so much. So this might take time for you too, to notice what hunger actually feels like. Like, do you know what it feels like? Or do you just know what complete breakdown, I need to eat everything in sight, feels like? Like hunger, like when your stomach's growling. And I would always recommend also to have a glass of water when your stomach's growling, when you think you're hungry, because sometimes we are just thirsty. The body cannot differentiate thirst from hunger. Not that I'm telling you to skip a meal. I'm just telling you to know if you're really hungry. And then here's the key point. What do you want to eat? You know, so many people think, what should I eat? What should I have for breakfast? What are the foods I should have for lunch? What are the foods I should have for dinner? And I want to be real with you right now, because we all know what to have for breakfast. We don't need a list. We're not two-year-olds, right? But yet we're treating ourselves like we're a two-year-old. Okay, I don't know what to eat. And we throw our hands up in the air and we're powerless and we have no idea. And yet we have all the ideas. We have all the information that we need. We have our own intuition, right? We have that hunger signal that when it hits, we know we're hungry and we know the foods that sound good to us. I know the certain days that I want, you know, maybe it's scrambled eggs for breakfast versus I want oatmeal for breakfast, or I want pancakes for breakfast, or I want something completely non-breakfasty for breakfast, right? There's no rules. Who created these rules? And guess what else? You can have a balanced amount. You don't even have to measure it. That's the freedom. You don't have to put it on a scale or measure it. I mean, when I stopped measuring all my foods, I thought, oh no, this is scary. And it will feel scary because we've been so accustomed to measuring and tracking and looking at this like a grid. Your body already knows. Like, that's the whole beauty of it, is doesn't your body already, every day you wake up, it's breathing for you. You don't have to think, okay, breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, I have to go drink my coffee. Oh my gosh, keep breathing. If I forget to breathe, I'm going to die. your body is just going to naturally breathe, as well as all the other functions. Again, that's your subconscious brain. It's doing all this work. You know, it's running all your internal organs, and it's doing these things without you having to like mentally think about it, because it's exhausting, right? Mentally thinking, I have to pick up my foot and, you know, move my leg across the floor and then do the other with the other leg. And I have to keep doing that so I can walk across the floor. Like stupid things like that, that we take for granted are ingrained in us. We don't have to worry, yet we don't even realize what we're doing, right? We just do things. We don't even know why we have habits. You know, why is it that we do certain practices over and over again? And we're like, why did I do that again? That was so stupid. I keep doing that. Well, because there was a time that we taught ourselves or we learned that that was a good thing. That was a good behavior for us. I've had people say, why do you shut down at a certain hour? Well, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. And when I don't shut down, I overwhelm myself. So my body just naturally shuts down. And I used to think something was wrong with me until I realized that's just how my body's learned how to kind of like the system goes into low battery mode, you know? And so there's things that we're all doing that is a natural habit, and we just can tune in. Do I like this natural habit? Like, is it working for me? To be honest, my shutdown mode, I like it. It means I should be resting with my feet up, getting ready for bed at a certain time. Otherwise, I'm going to go into shutdown mode because it's not good for me. Like my internal body likes to be getting ready for sleep or having that downtime at a certain hour every single day. So I feel good, right? So finding ways to help us increase our likelihood to feel good, right? To feel happy, to feel satisfied with life is what we're after. And yet we never knew that. Okay, we're after feeling good, right? If you wanted to lose weight, or if you wanted to earn more money, or if you wanted to create a better relationship, or you wanted anything in this world, which we all do, we all have goals in our life, that ultimately comes from wanting to feel good, to feel satisfied, to feel loved, to feel fulfilled, however you want to title it. It's meant for us to feel good. And so if we go at every day with every, you know, just a reminder when we don't feel good, like what is it that doesn't make me feel good right now? Maybe there's this person that keeps stressing me out. Like maybe it's a coworker or a family member or a boss or whatever. And they're stressing me out when I'm around them. So they're giving me energy that I'm, you know, because we are all, you know, shifting energy back and forth between each other. I don't like the energy they're giving to me. I don't accept it. But we don't know that we can walk away from it. We don't power ourselves with that kind of mindset. So we think, I need to put up with it, or I get angry, or I yell, or I get triggered, or I overeat because I'm dealing with having to put up with that person, or whatever our bad habits are to protect us or to get us through dealing with that bad energy, right? Because we have to reset. We have to come back to a place of feeling good and balanced. So, and I know that I'm going off on, and I'm not going to go too much. I'm going to pull back right now, but this is where we go. This is where we go pretty deep. So it's not really about the food plan. I mean, I'm hoping that you can understand how simplistic that sounds when we're talking about what we really, really want. You know, if we just go by a diet plan, we're looking at the surface plan again of just losing some weight in order to put it back on again and feel like a failure. And we are not. None of us are failures. None of us. If something hasn't worked for us, guess what? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it's not about, well, I need to be better at it. I need it. No, if it doesn't feel right to you, if it's not just working with your lifestyle, you know, you're eating foods that you wouldn't go buy ordinarily unless it's on this food plan and it's hard for you and it's expensive, or you just don't want to prepare this type of food, whatever, that's not going to work for you. So don't do that, right? You already know when you look at something or you have an idea, you know whether you're going to want to do that or not. You already know if that's going to fit you right now or not. And when I say right now, it's a very important tidbit, because you're going to change. Like I said, every day I wake up, I don't feel exactly the same. Some days I want something. Some days I want to start my day in a different way. Some days I want to eat something different. Some days I want to practice something different. But when I put myself in a place of feeling good and taking care of me and doing what I know is going to feel good in my heart, my soul, then I'm taking care of me and I'm moving in the direction of that subconscious brain moving me forward. Again, we don't have to worry about how I'm going to get there. We just need to understand that we know what we know. And we just have to start with feeling good, right? So for your next meal, this is what I want you to practice. Notice when you get hungry. Do you know what hunger feels like? Okay, it feels like your stomach's rumbling and you're kind of starting to think of what foods are around or what food options that you have. And you'll notice it start to really increase if you ignore it. And especially my little tip is to drink a glass of water. And if you still feel hungry at least 10 to 20 minutes after drinking that glass of water, it is true hunger. And you're hungry and your body's like, you need to feed me. So, you know, it's like a baby crying, you know, to be completely frank, that is your body saying you need to feed me. So if it continues to, you know, signal that it's hungry, then I want you to go to the next step. Okay, I'm hungry. All right, what do I want? And don't wait till you're overly hungry. That's sometimes what we do is we push it off too much because we're busy or we don't know what to have. So we push it off too much. And then we get to the point of like, I don't care what to eat. And you're grabbing everything in sight because you're so, you're over the point. You're like starving. And it is a sense of, your body thinks it's a sense of starvation and is trying to save your life, which is nice of it and everything. But obviously we're not in danger if we have food around us. So what I want you to do is notice when you're hungry and not overly famished, but hungry and listen and then go find what, like, think about it. What sounds good to me right now? You should know what you want, right? Your brain, your taste buds, everything should already have an idea of like, well, I kind of want this. And then you can go search it out. Maybe you have that at home. Maybe if you have the ability to go pick something up. Most likely, I want you to start thinking of whole, healthy foods. And yes, we'll get into how to enjoy the other foods. And if you are enjoying the other foods right now, that's okay too. There's no judgment. And that's the best part. There's no judgment. Okay. I'm going to share with you the blueprint. You're going to screw up along the road and that's okay. You have to not judge yourself, which is another step that we're going to go through together is, hey, I don't have to judge myself. Whoops, that happened. Whoops, okay, I'm going to move on. And no guilt, no shame, no trying to make up for it by starving ourselves because we overate that ice cream carton or whatever it is that we overate, box of donuts. We just go back to eating when we're hungry and figuring out what is it that I want to eat when I'm hungry. My goodness, if I have followed the diets and I can continue to follow the diets, I would still be in that pattern of lose, gain, lose, gain, lose, gain, lose. And I'd be miserable. And I would never be happy with myself because I would never mentally feel that I've reached my goal. I'd always think, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose it. Whether I had lost the weight, I would think it's going to all come back. I'm going to gain it all back and then some. And then if I gain the weight, then I feel terrible and I got to go on this restrictive diet. So I'm always in a place of unhappiness. And that's not what we're after. Remember, our driver, the reason we're here to achieve these goals is because we want to feel good. So if we're starting a plan and we're feeling bad or we're living in a state of feeling bad, can't you see how that's just going to continue to perpetuate more feeling bad? So this is my crazy first step, is laying that foundation. You've got to have an open mind. You got to understand this is going to take a while, but you can start right now. You don't have to know the whole plan. There's no, you know, we don't need to have the whole planet. We're going to be led by how we're doing, how we're feeling, how things are working. It's like looking at the data that's gathering, looking at the facts that are happening. You know, am I feeling better? Is my clothes feeling lighter? Am I having more energy? Am I sleeping better? All of these are signals too, along with the weight loss, right? So there's a lot that has to be assessed, but keeping it simple and making ourselves feel good. Like, whoops, did I gain some weight? Well, gee, that's interesting. Okay, well, maybe this was going on or I was having a good time or I was stressed out or whatever it was. I can't judge myself on that because it happened for a reason and good reason, right? And we can switch it now. When we give ourselves the power to just acknowledge that this is what happened, I have the power to move on. Now everything shifts and now everything realigns and we come back to the place of, I just want to feel happy. So if I feel happy now, whether I'm up in weight or whether I've been up in weight or whether I don't feel good about myself, I want to feel good where I'm at right now. I'm on that first step of actually shifting everything that has never worked before. And you know what? That should feel good. This should feel freeing. And if you don't, then again, this, you're not ready for this yet. You have to be open and ready. You have to be so done with the old that you're at the point of saying, I am ready. I'm open. I'm ready. This is exciting and I feel good. And that's where you have to hone in on that feeling of I feel good. All right. And then noticing the hunger and going out and just playing with this feeling of I'm hungry. Oh, drink some water. Am I still hungry? Oh, yes, I'm still hungry. Great. What can I eat? What do I want to eat? What should I eat? And then go and practice what you should eat. And then here's the thing. You eat until you don't need anymore. which means you're not full and stuffed. We don't want to get to Thanksgiving Day feeling of, that doesn't feel good either, right? That feels terrible. I don't want you to feel like you have to unbutton your pants or like let out the clothing because you've overdone it. I just want you to eat until you don't need anymore. You feel satisfied. Your hunger's gone, right? And you've satisfied what you need. You don't need to finish everything on your plate, but you can if you want to, right? And then knowing that if I get hungry, because I used to worry, well, what if I get hungry again? Guess what? You can do this again. And it doesn't have to be a long time later. Like if you get hungry again the next hour, you can eat again in the next hour. There's no rules. So when you take away the rules, all of a sudden, there's so much power. There's so much exciting. It feels pretty cool. And you're going to screw up. That's inevitable. So don't get there and thinking, well, I gotta hone this in right. No, you're going to screw it because this is new. This is new information. This is new stuff that you have never tried this way before. Let me just say that everybody that I share this with have never heard this system before. It sounds completely insane. Nobody teaches this. But we're ready to prove that your body knows what's best for it. And with the knowledge that you have from the past, from the current, and everything in between, you're going to find your way. And once you reset those old patterns, then it's just locked in. And then you just live your life and you know how to process. Well, that's a bad word to use because people associate that with processed food. So how to assess what's working and what's not working. And then you have the power to change it. Because you want to feel good, right? Not bad. We want to feel good. How can I feel good? What allows me to feel good? And we'll talk more in depth on all of these little tips. And I know you probably have a billion questions, or a few anyway. So jot those questions down and start with this first practice of just feeling out the hunger and feeling out what you want to eat. And getting away from the whole, what should I have? And how much should I have? And maybe I can go and skip another meal so I can save up those calories and lose more. It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. So, and you know that. I don't have to tell you. You know, I might remind you things that are pretty, already pretty common knowledge, but they're just as a reminder so that you can lock that back into your brain. But you already know. So if I say something that sounds like I'm patronizing you, I'm not. I know you already know all this stuff. You just might not have understood it this way yet. Okay. So hope that helps you get started. Take any notes, and we'll go on to the next step and move on from here. All right, guys. Thanks for being here. Talk to you soon.